I'm a mess, right? I'm a mess. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I got milk running down my shirt. I got a nasty stomach. I showed Jordan my stomach. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's not disgusting. It's just a mess. It's just I gave birth stomach.
Twins and a single baby in my old age. All right, what the hell are we doing today?
Oh, are we on?
We're on.
We started the podcast?
We started, but how did we start again? I forgot.
This week on the PVP. That's what you do. Go ahead.
All right, 1, 2, 3. This week on the PVP, we got cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
We got sticks.
Uh-huh.
We got pill poppers.
You said it.
We got baby switchers.
You got it, girl.
And we have really bad singers.
You got... Hey, wait a minute. That's my Kristen Alderson.
This summer's going to be really hot. On General Hospital.
All this week on the PVP.
Welcome to the PVP. What's left of daytime, some prime time, and a little dose of reality. We're going to talk about that shit. Because we feel like it. Welcome to the PVP. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the PVP.
Ending the millennium.
The end of Q2 2012.
Right before the world ends, thanks to the Mayans. We get you one last podcast.
Listen, I've been 9 weeks with a new baby.
Look, it has been so long since we did a last podcast that I think all my children were still on the air.
Shut up. It was Although One Life to Live may have just been ending. So maybe you have
me. Ooh, there's people on a hog.
I had a baby.
I know, and you gave her another Spanish name that I can't pronounce. Like, the first one wasn't bad enough.
Oh, my God, I love that name. You know how much crap I'm getting from my family about that name? I can't stand my family.
Why? What did they tell you?
They're saying that Puerto Ricans say that the name Paloma, the name is Paloma.
Paloma.
Which means dove.
Yes.
They're saying it means pigeon. And then they went and looked that shit up on Urban Names and Urban Names.
And what does it mean?
I don't know, prostitute or something?
Prostitute?
But if you look up any name on urbannames.com, every name means prostitute according to them. Every name means slut, prostitute, penis, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. What is it, rush hour?
I think it's rush hour for the bicycles. Carlos hates the bicycles. He wants, every time we get into the car with the bicycle riders, because we live like a lot of hills and stuff, so they all bicycle ride here.
Uh-huh.
He really almost gets into an argument with all of them. They almost always come to blows.
He's a New Yorker. Now he's living in Pine Valley.
Exactly.
I swear to God, I came on the bus. For those of you who are just coming in late and don't get what we're talking about, because she just had a baby, so I had to leave the Bronx, which, believe me, I have no problem leaving those Dominicans behind. And I got the pleasure of coming up to here to Pine Valley.
Pine Valley.
And it is beautiful up here in Pine Valley.
We're right now looking at the Hudson River.
I mean, it is so gorgeous up here. I mean, this is what it must have been like to live in Pine Valley.
It's gorgeous here.
It really is beautiful.
We're like the only Puerto Ricans here. I'm telling you the truth.
Really?
There's one black lady living in the building in front of me. We all rent around here. Like, there's only one rental complex, and it's like a house. Not even like an apartment building. It's like a house.
It's beautiful.
It used to be a mansion, and they have all these different apartments in it.
I'm telling you, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go back. I really don't.
Except for your bus driver. He scared you a little bit.
Because the first time I came out here, the bus driver was so nice and friendly, and he was talking to me the whole ride, which was very nice, but I'm a New Yorker too. That's not the same bus driver.
Oh, okay. I thought he remembered you.
I'm surprised that he remembered that I asked him about the stop way back when, because he was so rude when I came on the bus. I said, is this the trip bus that's going to Grandview? And he was like, huh? And remember the first time I told you that the bus driver was so nice, the first time I came up here?
He was, that's right,
He talked to me the whole way, and I feel bad because I'm very antisocial. I'm such a New Yorker. It's like,
so
I don't want to talk to people.
He's so full of shit.
I don't want to talk to people.
Oh my God, he's so full of shit.
I know, you people think that I'm really friendly and nice.
He is really friendly and nice.
I'm really
good looking.
I'm really not.
And guys like him all the time.
So wait. So this bus driver was a little, So I understand what Carlos is going through. I mean, he's in Pine Valley now. He's
he
a New Yorker. And all of a sudden, the bicycle people are hitting him with the bikes. Like, these people are coming down. There's so many cars coming by. And this woman is on a bike. And she looks like she's 105.
She did.
And she really, and her husband, I'm assuming that was her husband.
He
was running next to her. And he looked like he was about ready to pass out at any moment. I was like, dude, don't pass out near me because I don't know what the hell to do. I don't know anything.
You don't have CPR as a trainer? You're a trainer.
I'm not going to put my lips on him.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I only watch so much of Grey's Anatomy. I cannot save you if you collapse.
Hey, there's a new reality show, New York Med, coming up.
I can't wait. My sister says that it's all about Cornell, but it's not. I think it's going to be focusing on a couple of the hospitals.
You know them all. You've been to them all.
And let me tell you something. I can't wait to
see
them.
He does a circuit.
Because when you show the other hospitals, you know how people are so caring and nice, yes, and the doctors and nurses care about the patients. If they show that here for New York, that's bullshit. That's lies. That's lies. Because the doctors here in New York are so nasty. They don't care about the patients.
He is not lying. I get migraine headaches. And in like the 90s, I got a migraine in Austin, Texas. I showed up to the hospital. They gave me all this medicine. They gave me Oxycontin.
They treated you like
a
queen.
They gave me Demerol. I was in heaven. I thought I was a white lady. I was like, they offered me medication and they held my hand and I looked behind my shoulder and I said, are you talking to me? Because I'm not used to this.
Well, either you felt white or you know what? They thought you were Selena.
But then
they said we got Selena in the house.
Well, then I went to what's the hospital? It's in Midtown in like the 50s.
St. Lenox?
Lenox Hill? No, I'm sorry. It's on the west side. It's like right near like Juilliard and stuff.
Oh, St. Roosevelt.
Yes, SLR, St. Luke's Roosevelt.
Yes.
I went there with a migraine that was the worst migraine I've ever had in my entire life. They were like, have a seat. And I'm like crying and screaming. And Grandma had me like, you understand? It hurts so bad. I'm crying. And they're like, have a seat. And I'm sitting there. And there are kids like with sniffles. There's like a guy with like a bruise on his arm. Like they're like, then they're looking at me. And I'm like, I'm in pain. I need to see a doctor. And they were like, wait your turn. And they pointed to the two people waiting ahead of me that had nothing wrong with them. So I got on the floor. Not kidding you. Started banging my head against the floor. I said, this feels better than just standing up. You people need to help me. It was terrible. And then they lied to me. They wouldn't give me drugs because they thought I was a junkie.
Really?
They thought that, I guess the junkies pull that shit to get medication. So they pretended to give me medication and they said, well, first they said, how's your pain? I said, it's from 1 to 10. I said, it's a 10! It's a fucking 10! I really did. Then they look at me, they go, okay, here's an IV. There was nothing in it. I freaking knew it. And after 10 minutes, I said, there's nothing in there. They said, but we gave you medicine. How's your pain? I said, it's a 10!
I had a similar
And then
experience.
They finally gave me the medication. And then they realized, because I said, now I feel better. And then they realized that I was telling the truth.
I had a similar situation
with
them. Right? I went in there because I at the time, I didn't know what I was suffering. I mean, and they didn't know what I was suffering. But I came to them because I was on the train heading to work. And I literally felt like I was going to die. Like, my chest was pounding. I felt like
a panic attack.
I didn't know what a panic attack was. I never had one before.
I had one too.
And for those of you who've never had it,
you think you're dying. You think you're having a heart attack and dying.
And honestly, I didn't know. I never even knew what a freaking panic attack was. And I went in there and I told them that what was happening was wrong with me. Honey, they didn't do anything. They didn't take my blood pressure. They didn't, like, it was like if I had told them like I got a stuffed nose.
Totally.
And I walked out of there eventually because eventually I was so mad that I guess the panic went away.
I guess it went away. It was replaced with piss.
The panic was replaced with piss. My mother was the one who told me, she's like, I think what you had was a panic attack. And I'm like, what the hell's a panic attack? And then she explained to me because I was really young. And then I'm like, what the hell was I panicking about? I mean,
that's terrible.
I mean, it wasn't like back then the Dominicans were moving into my neighborhood, so I don't know what the hell I was panicking about.
You gotta get a job. He had to get a Dominican
girl,
guy in there.
Girl, you don't know what's going on in my neighborhood.
Oh, no.
You don't even know.
Seriously, we have so much to talk about.
All right, I won't. I'll leave them alone for this
podcast. At least. Try.
So, look, I know a lot of you are hating on General Hospital, and you know what I got to tell you? You're all crazy. That's all I got to tell you.
You as crazy as Heather Weber and Kay Howard combined.
General Hospital is so hot right now. General Hospital hasn't been this good since Claire Levine and Wendy Rich were in charge of it, and that was like in the mid-early 90s,
Can
right?
I just tell you something?
What?
You got a major dissenter.
What's the dissenter?
You know, John Roberts agreed with the healthcare ruling. That's a good segue.
What?
Now maybe you won't have to emergency room shop now that we got healthcare coverage. I'm just kidding, Joe Johnson. I'm sorry. But listen, a major dissenter in Shadow, because Shadow here, and this is something that you're going to have to decide what you're going to do here. I haven't watched GH in about 2 weeks. It's okay, but not fantastic. It's better than it was, but not as great as One Life to Live was, and doesn't have the sweet sentiment I loved about AMC. Of course, that's just me. There's no Opal, Adam, Dixie, Amanda, Tad. Somebody worth rooting for. I can't find anybody to root for except Heather. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be rooting for her. She spends too much time talking to herself. She needs a crazy boyfriend or a pet. Love, Shadow. He disagrees. He doesn't think it's that compelling.
I didn't say that there was anything wrong with what he was saying.
No, but you said that there are haters out there. You could call Shadow a hater. Not a hater.
No, he gave a critique. There's a difference. No, look, I don't have a problem with people who have a difference of opinion, who don't like certain things, and they can express themselves. And when I say haters, it's people that don't even damn watch the show, or they're criticizing things, and they're hating on something. Like they're making it seem like General Hospital is like the worst thing on TV right now. And all I gotta say to you is, have you watched Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful?
Shut the hell up!
Because Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful and These Are Lies is way worse than General Hospital. Now, let's look at what Shadow says. Shadow said it's not as good as One Life to Live. I never said that General Hospital is better than One Life to Live. He's absolutely right. In comparison to the way One Life to Live was the last
few years. One Life to Live was such a tight show the past few years.
You know, you have to understand.
Even with that horse face.
Frank and Ron have...
That's
have,
for you, Shadow.
They, who's yeah. the horse face?
Don't even...
Who's the horse face in One Life to Live?
La, la, la. She sings every episode now, unfortunately.
I don't care that you gave birth to a baby. Don't you leave my little girl alone. That's another thing. I'm tired of everybody saying that they don't like my Kristen Alderson and Star Nanny on General
Hospital.
I'm sick
of her singing.
I love her singing.
I'm sick of her staring in the
distance. I love her. I love her.
She's a nice girl. I hope she don't listen to the show because I cannot stand her.
Kristen,
lately.
I love you, and I love you with Chad. Oh, I think the two of you have so much chemistry. You're bringing me back to like the teens on all the old soaps that I used to watch. I'm loving for you. I'm rooting for you and Michael to get together.
All right, you had
it
a point.
It was so hot on Friday.
We got to get back to those to okay. that Kristen Alderson so, and Michael especially because I'm not digging on that bullshit.
So look, so like in that sense. No, it's not as good. And then with the sentimentality and the how did he phrase it?
He said
the heart of all my children.
The sweet sentiment of all my children.
Yeah, but,
and he's right.
But you know why that is? Because Jo Farren Phillips killed everybody off. She killed off Alan Quartermain. She killed off Emily Quartermain. She wrote Laura off. She wrote
You're
Bobby.
Right
this is
about
not.
That.
This is not. Frank and Ron
Luke
are trying
is still
to repair.
There. Adam's
Frank,
come back.
Yeah, but you know what? Bob Guza and them destroy the character Luke. Tony Geary may love what they did for him as Luke because as an actor he found it interesting.
He
I'm
said
sorry.
That, right?
I'm sorry. I found it to be character assassination. And this goes back to what I was telling you why.
The man was a rapist.
She was asking me why I because she misunderstood when I said that I didn't really care for Luke and Tracy together. And she thought that meant that I didn't like
I was bummed,
Tracy.
I kinda
like
the idea.
She goes, I thought you didn't like Tracy. And it's like it's not that I don't like Tracy. Is that when they put Luke and Tracy together, it was at the expense of rewriting Luke and Laura's history. And I remember seeing this scene where Luke was talking about the fact that he never wanted Lulu. And I'm sorry, Claire Levine...
Was that recently? That was in the
past? No, this was when Luke and Tracy were getting together. Because Tracy was talking some baba to Laura about the fact that Luke, she's meant for Luke, not Laura, because she goes, I accept Luke the way he is. I don't try to change him. Laura never tried to change Luke. Luke and Laura, when Claire Levine brought them back, they were happy together. Luke was happy with his life. When she said she was pregnant with Lulu, there was never any scenes that Claire Levine wrote where Luke was, like, unsure about having another kid. He was ecstatic. They rewrote this history because they wanted to, like, get rid of Laura and move Luke forward. And that's what I'm talking about. It's character assassination. You ruined one of the greatest love stories on daytime TV. We were fans of Luke and Laura. You know?
Yeah.
And in order for what? For what? What was the necessity? Everything under Jill Farren Phelps has been to destroy General Hospital.
But we're in the present now. Let's talk about the present.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to give Frank and Ron a chance. The haters are not giving Frank and Ron a chance. They're doing their best to repair the damage that was done by Phelps and Guzar.
I don't see
and
that.
And I think they're doing a great job.
Where are you fighting these haters?
You got to get online. God. They curse Ron and Frank out. They curse all the One Light to Live actors out.
I'm a bitch.
It's like, let me ask you something. I mean, I could understand if Ron and Frank brought over KFC Lips and her How You Doing Fiance.
They don't even bring that sadly over.
I know. They brought the cream of the crop
Thank
over.
Thank God.
They brought Todd. They brought Taya.
They brought Horse Face. What?
Don't call her that.
I'm sorry.
She is not a horse face. Don't call her that. She is gorgeous. They brought my star. They brought Cassie Wesley. And get this. Because I didn't think I'd ever say this.
I wish they would have left Star's piano and guitar.
I'm going to hit you. I can't believe I'm going to say this.
And her microphone.
They brought John McBain, and I don't want him to ever leave.
Wow!
It is like a whole different person watching him on General Hospital. He is so much more interesting and so much more fun. And part of it is because he doesn't have to work opposite Snatchley anymore.
He's on the phone with her. It's fun. I'm just laughing because I know she's not really there, and he's having so much fun talking to the phone. He never had that much fun talking to her in person.
And you know she's watching it, smoking her cigarettes and eating her McDonald's cheeseburger, saying, "Come on, Frank, when are you gonna call me? When are you gonna call me? When are you gonna call me?"
It's true.
And you know what? They're never gonna call you.
They're never gonna call you.
They're never gonna call you because you are no Sam McCall. You're no Kelly Monaco, girl. Let me tell you something. I never saw Port Charles, so I did not see the two of them together in Port Charles. I know that they were popular as hell. I see now why they're so popular.
Why are they? Hear me out. I have a question.
What?
For you.
What?
Why do they keep... I know that they keep referring to the fact that they feel like they've met before. And because I know that that's a reference to their...
To the fact that they were on Port Charles together. Right.
But they're not... This is not Port Charles. This is General Hospital.
Yeah, no. It's so just playing a different character than she's
right,
Port
exactly.
Charles.
So is he.
Yeah.
So my point would be is there's got to be going somewhere with that on General Hospital, don't you think?
I think that's just a wink to the audience from Ron.
It's too consistent, though. It keeps coming up. I feel like there's going to be some backstory there.
I think what it is
they're going to discover something about me. You mark my words. They're going to discover something about each other. I'm telling you right now.
I think what it is, they've been wanting to test it out to see what the audience is thinking. And I think a good majority of the audience thinks that they got smoking chemistry, which they do.
Smoky hot.
I'm sorry. I want her. And I got to tell you, Ron has really done such a great job, for me at least, because a lot of these characters, I was not feeling anymore. Under Guza, he has destroyed so many of the characters in the show, making them so one-dimensional, so one-note. And one of the things was, I actually was watching General Hospital when Jason and Sam first got together and fell in love. And one of the reasons that I continued watching the show, even though Phelps was pissing me off with all the stuff that she was doing, was because I really loved Sam and Jason's storyline. And then it almost seemed like because he didn't know what to do with them after he got them together, he came up with these very contrived reasons for them breaking up. And then the next thing you know, she's sleeping with Lucky and he's with Elizabeth. And then she's, you know, I didn't even know this until Elizabeth brought it up recently when she was talking to Jason about how Sam knew that they had kidnapped their son, and she said nothing about it. And I'm like, see, Sam wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Sam wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Sam lost a baby that she had with Sonny. She lost that baby. She would not do that. You're doing that. It's basically what Chuck Pratt was doing on All My Children. You're changing the characters to fit the plot. And I was so disgusted that I could never get back into Sam. When I started watching General Hospital 2 years ago.
Is that why you think you didn't like her so much?
No, no, I've always liked her. We just never, I never.
Because I always thought she was fantastic.
I never, you know, it's one of the things that I was telling her too, that when we do the podcast, I wanted to talk about is the fact that I never really give Kelly Monaco, I don't think anybody gives her any props. She's never nominated. And, you know, and the thing is that she is so gorgeous that you would think that she's, as they say on Daytime Confidential, a hair model. Or no, is that Nelson Branco who says that?
I don't know.
Anyway, one of them always calls the beautiful people hair models. You know, you would look at her and think that she doesn't have the acting chops, but she really does.
Yeah, she does.
And the thing was, when she first came on the show, they put her with that boring Australian, Indigo Rademacher, who played Carly's ex-husband, Jasper Jax. And they were boring. I paid interest to her when they put her with Sonny first. Then all of a sudden, she had so much chemistry with Sonny, and she was acting her ass off. And then when she lost the baby, that's when I was like, this girl can act.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they put it with Jason, loved that, and then they gave her all these horrible storylines. And then now, you know, that whole Franco thing was a debacle. But he's created, how do you always put it? Say it.
He turned shit into Shinola.
That's what he did. That's what he did with this whole Franco storyline. He's given them such interesting stuff to play because this isn't some contrived crap.
I know,
but they're going through.
I hear you. Can I interject one thing?
Yes.
I was confused with that whole storyline leading up to, okay, I applauded Ron because he didn't make Jason instantly love a rapist baby. And I applauded that because we always had in All My Children that goddamn Neanderthal rye ass except any baby that he contributed sperm to. He was in love with that child.
And even the ones he didn't.
Even the ones he didn't. It was disgusting and revolting and ridiculous. So I applauded that. But I didn't understand because I felt like I didn't understand the relationship when they sort of left each other. Like, if that was a Puerto Rican house, there's no way, you know, Sam would have just left Jason and been like, okay, well, you can't deal with this. Okay, I'm going to go to a hotel room. I would have beat that man to a pulp if he didn't support me in a pregnancy that was, like, that far ahead. You can't get rid of a baby that far ahead. Oh, come on. That's a little boy.
He's not a little boy.
He's a boy.
He's a little queen is what he is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then you should be...
He runs like Forrest Gump.
Then you should be sympathetic. There's a nice little young man there.
Whatever.
Running. Anyway, I just didn't understand it. And I think to Shadow's point, I think that's sometimes why I myself get a little bored. Because sometimes Frank and Ron make such quiet choices that I'm not sure that I'm like...
Oh, I...
With it, you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you say, but
I... And also, too, it's too empty. These poor freaking people, there's no budget to have any extras. There's nobody on the goddamn show anymore. You go to Crimson, there's no assistants floating around. I used to work at a magazine many years ago. I worked at a magazine.
Doing what?
It was stupid shit. Marketing, stupid shit. It was like...
Were you blackmailing the publisher, like Heather Webber, to get the job?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Because how could you get a job in publishing?
I appreciate it. Appreciate that storyline, by the way. Yeah, I was very low level. I was like an assistant and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was marketing assistant. It was nothing.
Okay.
It was so bad, this job. It was terrible. But I'm telling you, it was a fashion magazine and there's people everywhere. And it's like, there's nobody in the hospital. The police station is probably the best of all of them. You know, even the courthouse. There's hardly anybody in the courthouse. There's just nobody there. And it just makes it feel very empty.
I could care less about extras. I'm sorry.
No, but it's not even extras. It's just a feeling that there's a little bit of hustle bustle.
No, I understand.
That's what Red Light to Live did so well.
Yeah, but you know what? He's working with a different budget. I think he's trying to make the
money.
Yeah, because you understand, on General Hospital, those people are getting paid money.
So maybe and there's that's a lot what of.
He's trying to. I'm giving them a lot of credit
heart.
And a little slack. No,
yeah, you're
Shadow.
Right. You're
Shadow
right.
saying
right.
Shadow saying that because. there aren't those beloved characters.
You're right,
look,
you're right, you're
those
right.
A lot of those beloved characters are dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Steve Hardy's dead. A lot of
in real life.
Yeah, Steve Hardy died. Edward's wife, who was such the heart of the show, Lila Quartermain, she died years ago. And also the characters that would have replaced those characters were written off, like Carly's mother, Bobby, Luke's sister, like Laura. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So those characters that we're supposed to, you know, feel that kind of like Opal-ish feeling to, they're not there anymore. So I'm not disagreeing with Shadow on that. I agree with him. But that's not Ron and Frank's fault. And I think Ron and Frank are doing their best to try to rectify the problems that were already there. And I think they're doing a good job. I disagree with you on the Sam and Jason thing only because I felt like it was an interesting dynamic. I mean, I understood where Jason was coming from, but I understood where she was coming from too. It's like, how can you expect me to give up my baby for adoption?
She just like walked away. They just like walk away from each other like nothing. I think that's
within her nature of the character. I think that they've been.
Man.
You also gotta understand they've been through so much in the last few months.
And he's supposed to be such a man.
No. His character.
He was a piece of shit.
No, his character's.
I'm not saying he had to accept her, but don't. Let her walk out. She's pregnant.
No, but see, you're dealing with. See, but
she's
this is
gonna
where,
let your woman, yeah, your but you, wife, but wait, live in wait, a hotel.
But wait,
get your ass out of the house and you live in a goddamn hotel.
But this is
hotel.
Where you're.
Am I right?
But wait, let
Am
me
I
explain
right?
something.
Am I right? Am I
Can
right?
Can I explain something to you?
No.
This is where you're not knowing the history of the show. Doesn't help. Jason's not normal, girl. He had a brain crash, he had a car crash and had brain damage.
Are you gonna let your woman stay in a
You're
hotel?
You're not listening to me, Ashley. He's not a regular person. He has emotional issues. He doesn't think like normal people.
Is that why whenever he gets sad, he stares off into the distance?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He has a lot of psychological issues.
Staring off into the distance and working up tears.
He's not normal.
At first, I liked it. Now I'm sick of it.
What normal people would do, and you also got to think about everything that the two of them have been through in the last few months. The fact that she lied to him about Robin's death and stuff,
that
and he was mad about that.
That is half a man to let your woman live in a most shitty motel.
The whole strain because of John McBain. I never thought that I would care about Sam and Jason again, and I actually care about them. I love their scenes together. I loved when he came to her. And at the gravesite, and he tried to get her to come home. I thought he was really brilliant. I thought he's been playing the hell out of it. I thought she's been playing the hell out of it.
I would tear him a new asshole.
I'll tell you that Kelly Monaco, some of her best scenes were when she was in the hospital after she lost the baby, or at least she thought she did, and she had no makeup on, and she could have overplayed.
She is great.
She could have overplayed it with histrionics like they do on other soap operas.
You mean like Floricia?
Don't make me get Chris Brown on you again, girl.
That's two in a row.
Don't make me get all Drake and Chris Brown on you, all right?
That hurt.
Don't be talking about my Florencia does not overact. She acts from her heart, all right?
All right, fine.
There's nothing overacting. It's all reality with her. It's all coming from a real place.
Whatever.
Nobody snap. You know, what is it with you snapping on my Florencia and my Kristen? Leave them both alone.
It is so much
No, it's
fun.
Not fun. You want to snap on somebody, you snap on KFC
Let's
lips.
Talk about when Florencia, or excuse me, when Taya finds out that baby's not hers.
We hereby interrupt the podcast to give you a warning. If you think we've been loud up to this point, ain't nothing like what you're going to hear in the next 30 seconds or so. Please turn down your iPods, your computers, your listening devices. We're about to let go with some Flo-Lo, that's Florencia Lozano style repartee. Turn them down now.
You want to do a reenactment of what that's going to probably be like?
I don't have nothing written. I could sort of imagine in my head.
I can't. Well, look, the only good thing about this baby switch is knowing that Florencia
First
has to come
gonna
back.
First, she's going
to
deny. First, she's going to say, Todd, you're just trying to hurt me again. You're just trying to hurt me. And why would you do this to me, Todd? She's going to deny, and she's going to accuse Todd of, are you trying to kill me again? Because, Todd, this is ridiculous. This is my baby, blah, blah, blah. She's going to deny it at first.
Uh-huh.
And then when she realizes, she's going to go, no! 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 No, my baby, no!
Sorry, did I hurt your ears?
That was really good. You sounded just like her there. No, was really her. I'm telling you, I can't wait for it. I can't wait. Look, the minute the baby switch happened, I said, all that means is my Florencia has to come back and give a hell of a performance. Because you know she's going to give a hell of a performance when she finds out the truth. And look, I understand that all of you are over baby switches and you all think it was contrived. Go ahead. You tell them your viewpoints.
I'm pissed about it. I just had a freaking baby, a 7-pound, 9-ounce baby at home, people. I had that shit at home. My baby. I shouldn't call it that shit. I had my baby at home. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you ladies have had babies. That ain't so easy. You don't go from 0 to 10 centimeters in 2 minutes. It doesn't happen that way. My birth, by the way, was beautiful. It was 5 hours of labor. It was perfect. But you know what? I had a midwife. She sat with her hands between my legs, waiting for my damn placenta to drop out. She was holding the umbilical cord that was attached to the baby, waiting for my placenta. It took about 20 to 25 minutes for that shit to come out. And when it came out, you want to know something? My rug will never be the same. That rug is destroyed. Birth is a messy, crappy business, and you don't have a baby, you know, unassisted in a hotel room and walk away. You don't have it in the rain and walk. It was just, honestly, it was infuriating.
Yeah, but Todd,
every contrived thing to make it that they couldn't get to a hospital, his cell phone, a storm, cell phones didn't work, blah, blah, blah. Stupid, dumb shit.
Todd did mention that the rental car was destroyed.
So he did say it.
And Ashley's like, she didn't have the baby at home. It was raining that night, and she was inspired by One Night to Live, so she came across the road in the car with Carlos, and they gave birth out here.
I was inspired.
This is very much like poor Charles.
There was a Facebook reader. I forgot how she said it, but there was a Facebook viewer who said something like, I expected. Then when the baby came out, because, you know, the placenta hadn't come out yet, so that really the umbilical cord would be attached to the baby.
Uh-huh.
She expected Kay to be running and Todd to be dragging after her. It's true. It's just, and you know, Shadow said the same thing. It's just infuriating. I'm just tired of it. How many things had to be, you know, manipulate it for this to sort of maybe kind of remotely make sense. And I thought to myself, has any freaking person ever that has written for a soap opera ever had a baby? Obviously not. Probably a good half of our viewers and listeners have had babies. So we all know what kind of bullshit that is. This is. It just makes me freaking crazy. What, birth is not dramatic enough to just have it normal? Seriously, you're looking at me like that, Jordan.
I'm not saying anything.
Is it true? Why can't it just be a normal
birth? I didn't have birth.
Seriously, why do we have to have another baby switch? Seriously, can you just answer me why? Why?
Can I answer?
Yes.
You asking a question?
Yes.
All right. Well, first, let me say that I disagree with everything. I loved it. Okay. I loved it. And you know why I loved it? Because this is a soap opera, and we got to suspend belief, okay?
You can't overanalyze the same story every freaking month.
All right. You ask me a question. Fine. I'm trying to answer it. Fine. Why? Because this is Ron's twist on it. Yes, it's been done to death. It's been done all over. It's been done even better. I think one of the first baby switches was I Wanted to Live with Karen Wallach and Marco Dane switching Jenny's baby with the hooker, Katrina Carr.
How do you know this?
Girl, because that was a hot storyline on One Night to Live years ago. And I really do think that might have been the first baby switch on daytime TV. Could be wrong.
Don't you think one of the best ones was Bianca and...
No.
Really?
No, and I'm going to tell you why. And this is why I enjoyed this baby switch more than that baby switch. Because the baby switch on All My Children...
Because Blonde Babe and Blonde JR had a... brown-haired baby.
No, because the switch on All My Children was all plot. It was done for obvious reasons to create this storyline. And I'm sorry, Crystal is not crazy. Crystal switched those babies on purpose, and she didn't give a damn who she was gonna hurt. And yet, over time, we forgave her. And I'm sorry, I never did. I always think that is a horrendous thing that she did. On General Hospital, first of all, Todd already is like not in the right frame of mind for anything like this.
He's awesome.
But even he knew that this was wrong. But who was behind it, really? Heather Weber.
Oh, please.
Heather Weber was telling him she doesn't want the baby. the baby will be better. She basically lied to get Todd to do it. And this was her revenge on Sam.
This happened to Todd. Somebody stole his kids in his life, and he killed the man over it.
Yes, but you know,
but doesn't make any sense.
It does, because you know why? Because again, yes, Todd knows that it was wrong, but he also knows what this is going to do to Taya, and he was torn. And I love those scenes with him and Heather. I love the fact that Heather had to convince him to do it. I love the fact that Todd knew that it was wrong, but he was weighing the options, and he couldn't hurt Taya again like that. He took too much from her. It wasn't a simple thing for him to do. He knew it was wrong, but he did it. That's not what Crystal did. Crystal didn't care. She just did it for Babe.
Here's what I love about the whole AMC storyline, Babe and Bianca Babies.
Like that story.
This is why I liked it. Because it was done so selfishly, which to me, it was done selfishly. What are you talking about? Why are you looking at me like that? Babe was selfish. Babe was selfish. Crystal was selfish. It was selfish.
Babe didn't know at first.
No, I know Babe didn't know first, but Crystal did it out of selfishness. And you ended up, and when Babe found out, she didn't automatically go to Bianca and give her back her baby. It took a long time. Right? Hello?
Yeah.
So I loved it because every day I watched, I would hate them more and more. I would just hate them because it was so selfish that it actually compelled me to watch. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I was, like, so into it. And this is a little platty for me.
No, I disagree with you. I didn't.
How
I
is
was,
this not platty?
I wasn't compelled to watch them. I hated them for what they did to our beloved
you
Bianca.
Asshole. It's just like.
That was Erica's granddaughter.
But that's the point. It got you angry. It got you so angry. It got viewers so angry that to this day you mention the word babe and they go freaking nuts. And I love it. I love it. I love it because she was selfish trash. That's why.
No.
And she was beautiful. And I love that. This was a little platty to me. And I'm going to tell you why it was platty. It was platty because it sort of made things fit. Like, it sort of worked. It, like, got rid of Victor's baby, you know, for Taya. And it created, you know, it created a way out for Jason in a way. But then it created a way for him to break up him and Sam. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sort of served a lot of purposes.
Yeah, but that's what I loved about it.
I love the fact that
Jason feels guilty now.
As opposed to motivated from pure selfishness.
No, I disagree. I love it.
It creates all these storylines, all these fractious storylines for different characters.
But
so
that's what it's supposed to do.
I understand that.
That's what the storyline is supposed to do.
What I'm saying is, to me, it's more thrown in there to create all these different ripples and storylines for people, as opposed to just taking a baby that ain't yours because you really want a baby. You don't want to have a baby.
I think this is one of the things that Ryan always did so well on One Night to Live, how all these characters were intercrossed the way they did on that mountain the night that what's his name, Mitch Lawrence, kidnapped Jessica, and they were all up in the mountain. I love all that.
I think the
cherry on top of the cake, and this is a spoiler alert for those of you who are like 3 months behind, the thing that made it even work more was after all was said and done, and Jason finally realized that he could have accepted that baby, but now the baby was dead, and the Sam blames him. When all was said and done, to find out that baby was really his, and that Heather has been getting revenge on Sam for so long that we didn't even know about it. Ron blew my mind with that because I was not expecting that at all. And I loved it.
Can I just say
I loved it.
Next week, Sunny Corinthos is going to take a poop on camera, and Jordan is going to divide the most. It's just amazing. He's going to say, I love that. This is Ron at his most daring. Ron has the most daring work. He's showing a man who is literally and figuratively constipated, releasing.
We're going to disagree on this. I love it. I loved everything about it.
What is Ron going to do wrong that you're not going to like? There's nothing he's going to do wrong that you're not going to like.
There's a lot of things that Ron's done that I didn't like. I didn't like anything to do with Rex and Gigi or Snatchley. If I was Ron, I would have wrote them all off.
I think Ron was just having fun there because I think he hated them. Then he gave him crap.
No, I mean, I'm not blind to Ron's faults. Look, I had this discussion with one of our listeners
point.
On one of our Facebook pages. Yolanda asked me what I thought about it, and I said, I appreciate Ron for the sense that Ron, in this day and age, Ron has managed to create a writing style that is fast paced. The scenes are shorter, they flow, they're quicker, the storylines flow quicker, and it's for today's audience. Now, I told her, I said, and as much as I respect Ron, that's not the style of writing that I prefer. I prefer my soap operas to be the way Agnes wrote it, the way Claire Levine writes her shows, the way that Doug Marlin and Erna Phillips and Harding LeMay write soap operas. I like soap operas to take their time. That's what makes the difference. I love slower paces. I love getting to know the characters. I love watching those old, the first year of Ryan's Hope, before they took it off SoapNet, I was dying because it brought back all the memories as a kid watching All My Children and Wanted to Live back then. I'm not saying that I don't like Ron's style of writing. It serves its purpose for today's audience. But given the preference, I prefer the old style of writing. I want a storyline to take months to percolate.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I just have a problem with the fact that Ron Carlovati, who is very talented, is, to me, I'm sorry, Baby Switch, why do we have to go there again? I agree with Shadow. I don't get it. Why do we have to go to DNA tests being switched again? It's like the 82nd time we've had to see this. It doesn't happen in real life. It doesn't ever happen. Real life is stranger than fiction, but that shit doesn't happen. So it's just frustrating for me because I would like to see different shit. And I actually do like the fact that Jason is a piece of shit because it actually makes him more real to me. He really is a piece of shit. It really bothered me that he left his woman, his pregnant woman, in a motel room. That's a piece of shit to me. I'm like over him now. Over him and his crying and all his bullshit. I'm over it. And I like that. I do like that. But I don't like, and I do like, and like I said, I do like the fact that he didn't accept Sam's rapist baby right away. I did like that. There's a lot of things I really do like about the show, but, you know, the baby switch, the manipulated storm and all this crap and having birth in 5 seconds. And, you know, was Sam like 6 months pregnant when she gave birth? She was barely pregnant. I mean, just 2 months ago, she had no belly. So I don't understand any of this. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand.
It's a soap.
It is a soap. I get it. But I'm just frustrated with the same old shit story.
I mean, girl, it's not Mad Men.
I don't know, but it's good.
There's a difference. You have to.
Bullshit.
We're going to disagree on this.
One Life to Live was a tighter, better show.
I'm not arguing with you.
It was better. It was
I'm not arguing with you.
Ron should be writing different shit. We don't need this shit.
Look, again, I'm...
And also, I'm sick of Michael.
Look...
Michael's in love with Star now? What the hell? Come on now. He's known the girl for 2. Everything's about freaking Star. I am so sick of freaking Star. Everything is about this piece of shit girl.
I love her. I love her, Michael.
It's not that I don't love you. I
love the quadrangle.
You do good with the character because you do play her selfishly. Because she's pretty freaking selfish. Excuse my language. But I'm kind of sick of her selfishness. Everything always is about that freaking girl.
I love her.
Fine.
I love Star and Michael. I love the quadrangle now with Trey and Christina.
You mean Kate Howard's son?
We think Brian, one of our listeners, brought up a good point because I had a donut hole when it comes to Spinelli. I don't know. I wasn't watching religiously when Spinelli was introduced. And Brian brought up a great point. He told me that Spinelli supposedly was raised by a woman in a boarding house. So he's hoping that this is a red herring on Ron's part and that Spinelli is really Kate's long lost son. I could dig that. I would really love that. I would also love it if Trey winds up being his half-brother and Trey is still the son of this mafia guy that they're going to go get to, like, that raped Kate. I think that would be interesting, too, if, like, Spinelli winds up having a brother. But anyway, or it could be that Trey's really their son, which is what I thought originally. But nevertheless, I like Trey. I think he's a good actor. I have to tell you, soap writers tend to do that. Claire Levine did it. When she came to One Night to Live, she brought a lot of the same kind of storylines that she was doing at General Hospital. She brought an HIV character on. She brought some color characters on. She was doing basically a lot of similar things to it. And so Ron's doing the same thing at General Hospital that he did with One Life. Yes, there's a lot of similarities. All of a sudden, we got a kid that's a film director, the way Bobby Ford was. But at least this one can act. Robert Ford could not act.
He can act, but I'm a little sick of the whole he can do whatever he wants. You can't do that with television. You got to get releases from people.
No, but they keep mentioning that. He
can't go into a courtroom with a freaking camera.
He didn't go into the courtroom. They went into the lobby.
Fine.
I mean, I suspend a lot of disbelief when I'm watching my soap opera. It's a soap opera.
One Life to Live did better than that, though. They were more realistic than that.
The new opening, I'm not crazy about it.
Oh, it was terrible.
I'm not crazy about it, A, because the whole cast is not there. B, those combinations don't make sense. And C, some of those photos are old. But supposedly we're going to see a rotation. I understand why Frank cut it down, because it means a couple of seconds more of an actual show.
Frank didn't cut it down.
Yeah.
He got ordered to cut it down. He was told to cut it down.
That's not what I read.
Really?
I read that to save time from the show, they decided to, like, cut the opening credit.
I agree with Shadow. Shadow's talking about how the opening's great, great, good soap
openings. Or maybe, you know what it is? Maybe the heat, in order to... Because you know what they did add, which I always like, is the coming attractions. When they go at the end of the show and they go tomorrow on General Hospital.
Yeah.
I always think... I loved when the soap operas all were doing... Remember when all three soap operas were doing it? All Mitchell's, One Life to Live, and General Hospital back in the day?
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever should... Because it makes you want to tune in tomorrow. You know?
I love that too.
I mean, so maybe...
It actually helps
maybe,
me too, because
maybe,
I'm not good, as
maybe
good
that's the reason he cut down the opening in order to get that airtime for coming attractions.
But that new opening, ooh.
Yeah, I don't like
it's
it.
It's not good,
I don't
right?
Like,
it's for like
that,
2 seconds.
For that, go back to the old one when the ambulance used to come.
Yeah,
the one from the 80s, you know?
Seriously, I can respect
honestly,
that.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. It's just like... So I'm not going to see it. See, there's something I agree with you on. I don't like the opening there. You know, there
He's
we go.
He's getting mad at me, people. He's getting mad at me.
No, I'm not getting mad at you. I mean, it's, you know, it's, it, look, it is what it is. I will say this. It's the best soap opera on the air right now.
No, that's true.
And it should be the last soap opera standing, because Days of Our Lives is a hot mess. Young and the Restless is horrendous, and I don't know why anybody would watch Bold and the Beautiful.
Well, listen, we're at least a little more confident now than we were 9 weeks
ago
that it would be here.
General Hospital, they just announced that it got picked up, and it's going to be on moving to 2 o'clock.
And that shit revolution piece of shit, crap, shit.
Is gone.
Thank God.
And
good morning, good afternoon, America.
Is going to premiere July 9th.
What's going on with Katie Couric?
She's on at 3 o'clock. She wanted General Hospital to be her lead-in, not the Revolution.
But time out. So then where does...
General Hospital's moving at 2 o'clock.
So where does Good Afternoon America
That's just to cover the time between the... They didn't want to waste any more time on the Revolution.
Watch that shit be a hit until when Katie Couric comes and Katie crashes. I'm telling you. That Lara Spencer, whatever her name is, she's a little adorable cutie.
I don't find her respectable as a journalist. Didn't she used to do like
she's
extra or one
she's
of those
not
things?
She's a journalist. She's a talk show host. Pretty
I mean,
much.
Honestly, look, they're both so white bread middle America. Why couldn't they get a black woman and a Puerto Rican queen to be the host of Good Afternoon America? Huh?
You got a point.
Why couldn't it be me and Tika Sumter doing Good Afternoon America?
That's messed up. Why couldn't it be me and you? I thought you were
really?
Talking about me and you.
Oh.
I'm so insulted. That's why I agree
Girl,
with you.
Girl, I don't know. You keep popping up babies.
Oh,
what do you want me to do? You're like
God.
A baby factory.
Listen.
Let me tell you, you did it late in life. But the Puerto Rican in you is sure coming out
Shut
because you're
up.
Having a one right after the other, girl. One right after the other. They're going to put a revolving door around that down there.
You're so mean.
You're going to put a revolving door around there.
Listen, I gotta go. Oh, my God. These viewers are
going to...
You guys are
going to
kill us today. This volume. Oh, it's bad.
She's so Puerto Rican now. It's like, I guess what? I got to have another baby.
Listen, the one thing I'm going to say is that Ron got right is the Weekend at Bernie's.
That was hysterical.
Hysterical.
I'm
Anthony
sorry.
Sakara in the little hat, the rain hat, and Heather turning around. Shadow was so funny. He called Heather the Morton's fisherman.
I'm sorry.
The Morton's fisherman.
I love me some Robin Madison. And if Ron is smart, he will figure a way to keep Ron as long as possible. Because Heather Weber is insane, and they need a character like that. She is. First of all, let's talk about the fact that she is the only woman who can put Tom Manning in his place. Ooh, those
They're
seats.
The most comedic, hottest couple on the
show. Those seats.
Holy cow.
It was on the floor. She called him an idiot. She was like, you idiot.
She's like talking to him. He hired her as a journalist, as the gossip columnist, and she's going on and on about what she can do. And he's like mouthing to himself, oh my God, help me.
She was like, when she found out that he hired Zapp, and she's like, are you crazy? He's like, what do you mean? She goes, because you look guilty. It's as obvious as a scar on your face. I was on the floor. I was laughing. She's not.
Let's talk about Todd, because he on this show is brilliant. The character
Roger is freaking fire. He is a god. He is a god.
Do you know the French word for shower? That's that dude.
And then Star's like, yes, yeah, I know. Let me tell you something. Roger Howarth is having chemistry with every single person on General Hospital. It doesn't matter who they put him with. He has chemistry with them. Him and Spinelli were hysterical together.
Awesome.
I even loved him and Sam together.
Awesome.
Him and Sam worked so well opposite each other. And, of course, him and Carly are like dynamite. And I forgot who just said it. I think, oh, God, was it Kathy?
Freaking hot, too.
I think it was Kathy. Was it Kathy?
Kathy in Las Vegas?
Yes, Kathy in Las Vegas just said it on Facebook today before I left the house.
Kathy in Las Vegas.
She said that the two of them are so great because they are how's that saying? Opposite sides of the same coin. And she's absolutely right. Both of these characters will do mental things for the people that they love. They are so similar in so many ways, and I love the two of them together. I really love me some Todd. And I love the fact that Todd flirts with her.
People tell
so
you
openly.
Talk funny, don't they?
Who?
Oh. He said it to Spinelli. I loved it.
I loved when he goes,
funny,
you got beat up on the butt. And Spinelli's like,
once.
He couldn't get it out. He was like, once. I was on the floor. I was loving all of that. But one of my favorite things is Todd mocking Vicky. I love the first time he did it. You didn't catch
Victoria
this.
Victoria Leonard.
This was months ago.
What's his name, Victoria?
Victoria Lord. But he did it the first time months ago. He was talking when he was blackmailing Sonny. He goes, he tells Sonny how he was gonna like, you know, put Kate's story all over the papers if he doesn't like get Michael to take. And then I forgot what made him say it, but then he goes, not at all. He goes, no, that's really the way my sister says it. She would say, not at all. And I was on the floor. I don't know, but I think he is fabulous. And you know, one of the things, and I feel bad because I feel like I'm knocking Trevor St. John by saying this, but it was one of the things that I was telling Ashley. One of the great things about seeing Roger getting to play, because we only got to see Todd so briefly when he came back before One Night to Live was canceled, and the character was so mired in what was going on right now that it wasn't the same as getting to see him play Todd the way I remember Todd. And now in General Hospital, this is the Todd. And one of the reasons that Todd was so likable was because he wasn't so hard-ass or serious. He was really funny. And Trevor never got that side of Todd. Trevor always played. His Todd was not funny. He was more sarcastic.
He was psycho.
He was very
malicious.
With Roger's Todd, you get to see why people... Why Taya and Blair fell in love with him. Because there is this lovable, almost childlike man quality about him that Trevor never got down. And you really get to see that Todd, especially when he's with Star. Roger and Kristen have such an incredible chemistry. And I'm loving Roger on this show. I'm going to slap you if you say anything about her. I'm loving me some Todd Manning on General Hospital. I really am.
I'm loving me some Todd. Liking some Star. Not loving. Hating some singing. Why does she have to sing all the time?
I love her singing. Leave her alone.
Seriously, why?
I love her singing.
I'll give you one good thing. The songs sound like they could be legitimate songs.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that whenever she opens her mouth to sing, everyone has to walk in the room and act like she's like God's gift to singing? Act like she's Barbara Streisand. Why? Or Alicia Keys. Why?
Because that's how it's written in the script.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's talk about Christina.
New Christina. Oh, my God. Do we have to?
She's
Puerto Rican or something. She's half Latin. She sticks out like a sore thumb. She doesn't look like part of the family.
I disagree with you on that.
You're lying.
First of all, Maurice Bernard.
Wait. Like Alexis? Alexis.
Yes.
Does she? No, she doesn't. That is a load of horseshit. Does she look like Sam? No. Does she look like the other little girl?
She's not supposed to look like the other two.
Does she look like Sunny? No. None of them look alike.
All right, let me tell you something. Maurice Bedard. It's still recording. She dropped the speaker. She's so violent. She dropped everything. Okay, we're back. We're back live again.
I'm so violent.
You're so violent because you're getting all like, you're like hitting everything.
Oh my God.
So you hit everything and you knocked it down.
That damn new Christina.
Look, is she as talented an actress as the first Christina?
No,
I'm not going to say that. But she's not Brianna Mongrief. All right? I like her.
You are so easy on people selectively.
I'm not being easy. Was I easy on Brianna Mongrief? Was I easy on Denise Vassey?
Is there anybody in the show that you can criticize?
That I don't like?
Yeah.
I don't.
And if you say Kate Howard, I'm going to kick your butt.
No.
She's great.
She gets. And I put it down on my
Facebook
page. I put it down on my Facebook page. Months ago, I put it on my Facebook page and I said she gets the Melissa Claire Egan Award for General Hospital, because not since Blandy became Insanity has a character transformed so much in front of my eyes that I now like her.
I always liked her.
I think she's fabulous. I think she's playing this DID storyline. She played the hell out of it. And you know what I love about it is that she's playing it differently than the way Vicky played it and the way Jessica played it. Leaning more towards the way Jessica played it than Vicky. I'm sorry, Erica Slezak's performance of Nikki Smith has become such a cartoon character over the years.
Yes,
Connie's a real threat. Connie's more like Tess, and I like that. I like also the heart. I think also
I like that Kate is terrified of
yeah,
Connie.
Yeah, and I think really that like that's what I was just gonna say. Because the thing is that because Jessica and Vicky have become so used to their DIDs, you don't really get to see the seriousness of it. And with Kate, we get to see the horror of it, and I'm loving that aspect of it too. It doesn't feel like the same storyline. It feels like, and I love the fact that they keep referencing the fact that there is these people that experience that. I love the fact that Star says no. I love the fact that Star told her, I understand what you're going through. My cousin has it. My aunt. It's serious. Like I'm loving all that. I'm loving it. And I'm saying she's played the hell out of it. I thought that all the stuff that she did when she finally remembered the truth about what happened to her, the real reason that the DID started, I thought she was brilliant through all that. I think she's been amazing. Amazing.
Talking about being raped by that Joe, what's his name?
Joe, I forgot. Some they're bringing him on.
Who is it?
Richard Steinman's from Loving got cast in the role. So he's a soap vet. He's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't think they're going to keep him. Obviously, he's a rapist.
I got to ask you something.
You know who I've been loving, though?
Who?
I'm loving me some Heather Weber with Olivia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That is some hot.
Problem with
who?
With who? Maurice Bernard. He's having a problem memorizing lines, I'm telling you right now, because he is not connected to anything. He's spitting words out at this point.
I disagree. I like him.
Come on.
I think
he does it, and he, like, when he gets mad, he bangs a wall. That's
I have to tell
stock,
you.
His stock response is bang.
I haven't liked Sunny in years. They really destroy the character Sunny. I have to say, I'm liking him more now than I've liked him in a long, long time.
I like him, too, but I'm saying Maurice Bernard is having a hard time because he is just barely memorizing lines at this point. He's not connected to a lot of stuff he's saying. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
But you know who I...
Well, I know you don't like Johnny Zakara.
Oh, I hate
and
him.
I got to tell, I will say this. I'm being nice by saying that this is the best stuff that he's ever done because I've always hated
the
character.
Actor?
I don't know his real name. I don't like him. I don't like the character.
This is why. He is playing a mafia man.
And you think he's a punk ass?
He's a little bitch.
Yeah,
he's a
well.
Bitch. He's always crying. He's so concerned about Star.
I did
Bullshit.
Think...
Give me a...
I
break.
Did think that when...
He went to kill... you. If you're going to kill your grandfather, you got to have freaking a heart of coal. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have any of that. He was all like wimpy, ambivalent. Like, I'm going to get you because you hurt my mother.
I will say this. Look, I never liked the character.
He's not a match for Carly. He's no man. He's half man. He's such a little bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the actor is not pulling it off.
As much as Frank says he's not going anywhere, we know he has to be going somewhere. You can't keep the character on the show now. We know that he's the real killer.
Right.
And the thing is, I actually thought that whole reveal was brilliant. because I didn't expect that. I was just like, I did not know they were going to go down that route and really make John. Because Frank actually said on Twitter, he's not going anywhere. Because the rumors were that people were feeling like they were going to write the character off. But eventually they will. But this is the thing. It's like, you just can't come in and start firing people left and right. I mean, they got rid of those hideous characters that Garen Wolf created, like that Maggie.
Think about Christopher from The Sopranos. I feel like that's sort of the prototype for this character. From The Sopranos. But Christopher from The Sopranos was a freaking badass who could make, who if he had to do what he had to do, he freaking did it.
Well, look, I think Johnny.
He freaking did it.
I think Johnny Zakara's days are numbered. I'm more concerned about the fact.
You gotta get rid of Felicia. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
This nutcase.
Do you think Mac will love me? Do you think he will?
Tell them what you called and told me.
What did I say?
She goes, oh my God, can I tell you about Felicia? It's almost like she forgot how to act. And I told her, when could she ever? I've never been a Christina Wagner fan.
She's a good actress.
I always found her character to be annoying.
Maxie loves you.
That's the way she always acts. She always acts with her chin and her voice. I'm enjoying her and Mac because there's that sentimental feeling of like somebody from the past coming back.
From All About Eve in 1942.
I never liked her though.
That's her kind of acting.
Finola Hughes, I'm living for on General Hospital. It took a real woman to become the police chief again and turn poor Charles around. And I love the fact that she let both Sonny and Jason know there's a new sheriff in town and things are not going to be played the way they've been playing.
I love it. I wish, though, she would have went off on that Latin girl who was the spy.
No, see, I think that was smart what she did.
It was smart, but she needed to have that girl quaking in her boots.
I know, but you know what? She's using her. And I thought that was brilliant. But I love the fact that she... I love the fact that she's using her.
Believe me, I adore the character and the actress. I think they're beautiful and brilliant. And the scene, and I adore Tracy Quarterman, played by...
Jane Elliott.
Just love it. I think she is so... real, painfully, beautifully real. Even though she's got that bitch exterior, she has got that core that is so wounded, and you just see it, and it's so subtle, but it's there. She's so good. She was so happy. She was like light as a feather when she thought Luke and her were going to get back together. And then when she realized that without him, then she went to the police station and tried to turn Luke in as a murderer.
She's a bitch. I love her.
Freaking perfect.
I love her. Well, you know what she's famous for?
No.
Back in the 70s when the show was really hot.
Your bus is here in 3 minutes.
You want me to jump out?
No. I'm just worried because Paloma's in bad shape.
What? She's sick?
She's woken up 4 times since we started the podcast. She never wakes up.
Oh.
She's up again.
Well, at this time of night, how does the bus know to stop?
You wave it down.
How's it going to see me and not run me over? It's so dark here in Pine Valley. There's no lights here.
Listen, I don't know. You got like a minute till the bus comes. I'm sorry,
buddy. All right. It's all right, girl. We try to get you a good long podcast, but... this is better than nothing.
Listen, this has been fantastic. We only talked about GH. We're so happy to talk to you. Maybe we'll meet again next week and we'll finish it up.
All right.
I'll post this.
Hell, yeah.
This has been...
Well, let's talk until we got time until the bus comes. The daytime Emmys.
You gotta literally run. That bus is gonna be slammed.
I'll come out right there.
All right, listen. Daytime Emmys were
last week, and she didn't see them. I did. Look, considering what the daytime Emmys were like last year with that Las Vegas debacle, this was leaps and bounds 100 times better. It was a little stuffy, but it's the Emmys. It's supposed to be a little stuffy. I just am grateful that we got to see the Emmys, period, and that it was treated in a very respectable manner. They did say that they were going to downplay the soaps and concentrate on all the daytime stuff. So, you know, it was a little sad in that way. I didn't like the fact that there wasn't a real tribute to All My Children Who Wanted to Live. There were no actual scenes of the actors being shown.
I didn't watch it.
But...
I missed it. I'm so upset.
But again, it was nice to see people get awards. I mean... I would have liked if some of the All My Children and One Life to Live people would have gotten awards. It would have been a nice farewell, but of course they didn't. I mean, especially the One Night to Live people, they just hate One Night. They've been hating on One Night to Live for years. They refuse to give them any kind of Emmys. So, but, you know, Tony Geary winning, it would have been nice if Darnell or Bob Woods would have gotten it, but at least Tony Geary got it. I would have been more upset if John McCook got it. Jillian said on Daytime Confidential that Luke Kerr thought John McCook would have gotten or should have gotten it.
I have no idea who Luke, that is.
You're, exactly. You don't need to. And then Jonathan Jackson won, which I thought nobody could beat him. He was going to win. I'm sorry.
Thank
he was.
God, I love that guy.
I think Jason Thompson next year is his year. But at the rate they're going now with this, now the, he's hooked on drugs, he can't be best supporting next year. He has to be best lead actor. He really does deserve a best lead actor nominee. Best younger male, I thought that kid was going to get it next year for his coming out storyline. I don't really watch it, so I can't criticize, but even he supposedly said that he didn't think he was going to win this year.
Who's that?
That Chandler, Chaz Massey or whatever.
The bus.
Oh, the bus is coming. All right, wait, the door's locked, girl.
Open it from this,
That's the bus?
I'll close it out, yes, I'll close it out. Just say goodbye, right. Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan. The D's closing.
Well, Jordan Hudson is gone. Oh, my God. We are so hack. We would like to thank Shadow for his contributions. Listen to the folks at DaytimeConfidential.com and WeLoveSoaps.net. Support our shows. Support our soaps. Do not watch The Chew or The Revolution or Good Afternoon America. None of that crap. Maybe you can watch Katie Couric because she's supporting General Hospital. Thank you again. I am your host, Asha Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Don't worry, Luke. I wouldn't let you starve to death. Not until you realize how much you love me. And only me. I hope you like focaccia.
PI log. I have tracked the vehicle of my subject, one Heather Weber, to mile marker 13. The site of her peculiar stop off the night of the recent storm. Why has she returned here? What holds such fascination for the cockeyed cuckoo? And what mysteries lie in yonder woods? Emphasized that Heather's purpose here is somehow connected to the Ursout's husband she professed to have when questioned by state police the night of the storm. Perhaps identifying pseudo-spouse is key to unlocking the puzzle. Now, but first I have to find Heather. She appears to have vanished.
Actually, she's right here. Following me.
I'm not following you. I'm here because I'm a birder.
So when you said you had to find Heather, but she seemed to have vanished, you were talking about a bird.
Yes, of course. The Heather bird. Sylvia Plath featured them prominently in her short story, Initiation, in which they symbolize uniqueness, when in contrast, the sparrow symbolizes ubiquitous conformity.
I believe you. No one could make up something that boring.
You know, the avian life indigenous to this region is quite fascinating. The downy woodpecker, the yellow-bellied sapsucker, and then, of course, the black-billed cuckoo.
What's the tape recorder for?
Well, firstly, it's a digital voice recorder, and secondly, obviously, I'm here to capture the elusive song of the cuckoo.
Really? Let's hear it.
No, please, can I have that back? It's very delicate. You should...
I have tracked the vehicle of my subject, one Heather Weber, to mile marker 13. The site of her peculiar stop-off the night of the recent storm. Why has she returned here? What holds such fascination for the cockeyed cuckoo?
Belle, I guess you found your cuckoo.